Welcome to the Middle East Update with Amir Sarfati. Amir discusses the latest news from Israel and the region through the lens of biblical prophecy. The original video versions can be found on Behold Israel's YouTube and Facebook channels. To make it convenient, we've converted them to audio format to keep up with your busy schedule. Be sure to also subscribe to Amir Sarfati on Telegram for daily updates from the Middle East. Amir's Middle East updates are based on the latest and most reliable sources, so you know you're getting the most accurate news. Now, on to the update.
Shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati. I'm live from Galilee, from Israel. And these are breaking news in regards to what is Israel bracing towards tomorrow, as tomorrow is Friday, the last Friday of the Ramadan, and apparently it is also a convergence of other things in light of the very successful operation of the IDF in Damascus, in which some of the most senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards officers, generals, were eliminated. Those who were responsible to basically arm, train, and finance all the Iranian proxies in Syria, Lebanon, and the neighborhood. So I'm going to start with a prayer, and then you're going to understand what we are facing or bracing towards tomorrow, and why is it so important for Christians all around the world to pray and pray hard. So Father, I thank you. You are above time. You know all things. You declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. There's nothing in this world that takes you by surprise. And your plans for Israel were foretold by the prophets of Israel over 2,500 years ago. And you are God, and you cannot change. And so, Father, we ask that you will open the eyes of our hearts to understand the wonders of your word, and also give us a lot of wisdom to and discernment as we look into world events and look into what you say. We thank you and we bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. So shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati live from Galilee. These are breaking news. And in over the last 48 hours, Iran has vowed to avenge the death of its top-ranking officers by the Israeli operation in Damascus. Make no mistake, this is not the only time embassies were actually involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. And make no mistake, it is the Iranians that actually started this whole thing. I can take you all the way back to over 30 years ago. It's the year 1992. It's the month of March. In a truck loaded with explosive driven by a suicide bomber, a member of Hezbollah, which is an arm of Iran's militias, drove into the embassy in Buenos Aires in Argentina and blew the embassy up and, of course, killed scores of people. Among them, there were four Israelis and injured hundreds. And so let's make things very correct. This is not Israel breaking all the rules by attacking an embassy. Now, let me make it very clear. I was here on, I gave you breaking news as that attack took place. At the time, we thought maybe the ambassador was in charge, but then I said it has to be a very high-ranking target, or else why would we send six F-35s and release 20 rockets, powerful ones that precisely destroy the annex of the embassy without hurting the embassy or any other embassies around, and killing exactly those that were sitting in that room and plotting against us. And that hit the Iranians in a shock. They couldn't believe that we dared to touch the untouched areas, which is embassies that Iran has, because they always felt like, we can get killed anywhere else, but certainly not in the embassies. And that line has been crossed. The Iranians are very rage, not only because their top officers were killed, but also it happened on Ramadan ahead of the Al-Quds Day, the Day of Jerusalem Day that the Iranians instituted since the Iranian Revolution. And this coming Friday is the Laylat al-Qadr, which is the night of power. That's when the Muslims believe that the first Quran version was given to Muhammad. And this is when the destiny, the annual destiny of a Muslim is being set. So now the convergence of all these elements is the big, big issue. And they are vowing. I'm going through dozens of Iranian and Arab channels to see their graphic designers working extra hours to produce graphic designs that are calling for the end of Israel, dropping bombs on all of Israel's major sites, whereas tourist sites, government sites, archaeological site, as well as military installations. And I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. Israel, and now let's move to how Israel is preparing, okay? So it's very important that you understand, again, tomorrow is the last Friday of Ramadan. Tomorrow is the Al-Quds Day that Iran is every year celebrating in defiance of Israel, in support of Palestinians, and of course that Jerusalem is Muslim for them. Tomorrow is Laylat al-Qadr, and the revenge for the killing of all those Iranian Revolutionary Guard is due. And all these elements caused the Israeli military to be on its highest alert. Now, there were some very unsuccessful quotes from the head of the Israeli intelligence wing. General Khalifa said in behind closed doors, but somehow it was leaked out. He said that basically the worst is not behind us, it's ahead of us, and we are ahead of some very complicated days. That's what he said. Now, his words were taken out and caused great panic. A lot of Israelis ran to get money from the ATM, buying water, buying food, buying generators. It wasn't necessary, honestly, and that caused a need for the Israeli government and the military spokesman of the IDF to come out with some sort of a relaxing message. But the message is anything but relaxing. I mean, the message is that Israel is on its highest alert, and our fighter jets are ready for action. And of course, the Israelis were told that there is no changes in the home front command instructions. But I will tell you, folks, I will tell you that two things. Or three things are going on right now in Israel, okay? The first thing is that we have called up all the air defense system reservists. All of our air defense systems in Israel are fully manned, fully equipped, fully loaded. That's in case the Iranians are sending swarms of drones and cruise missiles from Iran. But also, we have called up all the pilots, all of our air forces on the highest alert, and all the combat soldiers units announced that no one is allowed to go home on vacation for the weekend or whatever. That's the highest alert as well. I can also tell you that the Israeli bus companies were hired by the army also to mobilize everyone to their unit. So my bottom line is Israel is on its highest alert since October 7th, bracing towards possible Iranian revenge tomorrow. But now let me give you my assessment based on past events and based on the Iranian way of thinking. And now, before I talk about the Iranians, let me tell you, I do not talk about the Iranian people whom we love. I'm talking about the Iranian regime. I'm talking about the Ayatollahs that are demon-possessed, and all they want is to annihilate and destroy Israel. They are Satan's tool, and that's it. I'm making a very clear separation. The Iranian people don't like the Ayatollahs. If there were free elections in Iran right now, over 70% would have voted them out. So make no mistake, when we talk about Iran versus Israel, we don't talk about the Iranian people, we talk about the Iranian regime. Okay, so now that I made that clarification, let me tell you this. Okay, and listen carefully, and also if you can, please press the share button so people will be able to listen to this right now. And what I'm telling you right now is the doctrine of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian regime. Iran is on its race for a nuclear bomb. It's clear, everybody knows that. They have enough uranium already. That train already left the station. But the decision to assemble it into a bomb is not yet there, and the ability to do that may be there, but it has not been done yet. And let me tell you, Iran was hoping, listen to this, was hoping to become what we call threshold nuclear country, which means we have it, but we are not yet, you know, announcing anything, and then to execute its plan to have a simultaneous attack on Israel from all sides. Then it'll be the, you know, payday of all the efforts and the money they invested into the proxies. Why then? Because now Israel will think twice whether it's retaliating, because Iran is already nuclear. So Iran was not okay with what Hamas did. Hamas shot the gun too early. And therefore, which is great for us, by the way, and therefore the Iranians are now in a very difficult situation. On one hand, they really want to revenge. They really want to show that they did it. They really want to use the convergence of Laylatul Qadr, Al-Quds Day, last Friday of Ramadan, and revenge. But at the same time, they think bigger, and they're not going to do anything that will not serve their long-term interest, which is to become nuclear. And therefore, I believe that they are not going to go all the way. I believe that we're going to see one of three scenarios tomorrow. For sure, it's going to happen, but again, it's not everything. Now, watch this. First is increase what they have already begun, which is Hezbollah firing, militias from Iraq and Syria firing, and the Houthis firing. Whoop. You know, this is, they cannot utilize the Palestinians anymore. Hamas is crushed. So now they're going to use all the proxies from around. But they have been doing that. They have been doing that since October 8. Since October 8, there are rockets and drones flying into Israel from the north, from the northeast, from the south, from the east. There's nothing new. They might increase it. We'll see. The second option that they have is to actually use Iranian rockets and drones from Iranian soil, but to hit Israeli marked targets elsewhere. Because they don't want to connect Iran and Israel with direct missile launching. Because if a missile is launched from Iranian soil towards Israel, a missile can be launched from Israel towards Iranian soil. And that's the last thing they want. They are so close to the nuclear deal, they don't want us to destroy it at this point. So they don't want to do anything that will jeopardize and endanger their nuclear program. So they're going to either attack Israeli targets elsewhere from Iranian soil, because that's going to be us avenging, we don't send anyone else. Or if they want to attack Israel, they're going to use their proxies. These are the two things I see that are happening now. And, you know, I'm going to be extremely surprised if they're going to go all the way to the end, because I know the Iranians. Look, after Soleimani's killing, they needed to release some pressure, and they asked the American regime, allow us to attack your base so we can save face. I don't know if you know that. President Trump said that. The Iranians begged us to allow them to attack our base so they can save face. And that's what happened. America informed the U.S. base in Iraq, in Syria, to enter. Everybody entered into the bomb shelters, and Iran sent rockets, and they saved face. That's it. So I believe that the Iranians are afraid of a U.S. intervention, and they're afraid of Israeli massive strike. So they're not going to go all the way, but there's definitely going to happen. Something's going to happen tomorrow. And for that, we are now fully ready to not only shoot down anything that is flying towards us, but also retaliate forcefully to wherever it's going to be fired from. So that's how I see things. And honestly, this is where I think Christians need to be on their knees and pray. You know, I don't want to undermine or to disrespect people who are so much into the eclipse of April 8th. But honestly, tomorrow is a way more important thing to pray about and to ask God to intervene. You know, sun eclipses are something you can know centuries ahead of time. There's nothing new about the sun eclipse. On the 8th, I could have told you about it 50 years ago. And I can tell you now when the other sun eclipses will be. We know. So it's not new. It's not surprising. It happens. When God intervenes, and when there's something big and a big sign, it will be when it's not expected. That's a sign. But when it's expected and everybody knows about it, and it has been known for years, and it will be known if something else. And this is why we have to be very careful not to take all these things out of proportion. But tomorrow, it is something that was not necessarily predicted. It has a potential of damage to Israel. And we really need you to pray for Israel here. Now, let me also make it very clear, guys, that the enemy wants Israel gone. If you carefully read in Daniel chapter 12, Daniel saw Gabriel came to him and told him about Michael. And then he says, Archangel Michael, who stands watching over your people. That's the archangel that was given the task to watch over the Jewish people, the people of Israel. And it's the same Michael who fought or who is fighting against the dragon in heaven, as you can read about it in Revelation chapter 12. So you can clearly see that there is an attempt of the enemy, of Satan himself, the dragon, and that Michael and his angels are, you know, fighting against him. So the one that is commanded to protect Israel is fighting against the dragon, against Satan himself. So you see, there's a satanic attempt always to destroy and kill the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And tomorrow is one of those days where we are going to, behold such an attempt coming from all around us. And so I'm calling upon all of you guys tomorrow to pray, to be on your knees and to pray. Prayer is our weapon, the believers all around the world. We don't trust horses or chariots. We don't put our trust in rockets or in F-35s. We have prayer. Prayer is powerful. And I strongly believe that this is the time for the church, the real church, the church that understands its duty, the church that has the Holy Spirit, the church that is not infected by this anti-Semitic demon that is just all over. The real church, this is the time to pray and to intercede for the protection of the people of Israel. It's very plain and it's very simple. It's a simple command, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's a simple command to be there for the brethren of Christ. And so I ask you, I plead, I'm telling you, the best thing you can do tonight and throughout tomorrow is to call for prayer, prayer meetings in your churches, in your prayer groups, prayer meetings over the phone, prayer meetings in whatever constellation you can. This is our weapon. This is what we can do. And let's do it. Let's do it. It's powerful. It's good. It's important. So I really, truly hope that you understand that all the important details and the news and the videos and the maps you can see on my Telegram channel. Folks, the Telegram channel, if you want, please right now scan this barcode that you see over here. This one. Yeah, scan it, join it, and you will understand everything that is happening. You will really get a full picture of what's going on. This is the only platform that allows me to say everything, to put, I mean, if I put the videos that I have on Telegram on either Facebook or YouTube, I would be restricted. So this is our Telegram. And if you haven't, if you still want to join one of our cruises, this is the Mediterranean cruise this October, where we teach Daniel and Revelation. And this is our Caribbean one. And the last thing is, the last thing is, if you want to pre-order the book of Discovering Daniel, you can do that by scanning this one. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Please share it. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amir Sarfati and Behold Israel channel on Telegram. Here you will receive daily updates and audio messages from Amir. You can also take part in our community and reply with comments. Getting started is easy. Simply download Telegram from the App Store, then visit the Behold Israel Telegram channel in your browser. From there, click Preview Channel, then click Join. That's it. See you on Telegram.